With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. For Northwest fruit producers, the pandemic, the economy, and any number of problems have all teamed up to slow down ports and impact trade. Steve Reinhold, export sales manager at Oneonta Star Ranch Growers in Wenatchee, says there are a few big challenges.
The biggest problem is a shortage of equipment, shortage of bookings and containers to actually load the fruit on and get it shipped. And that shortage is kind of caused to a degree by the delays you're talking about and the vessels sitting in the ports.
And what has all that meant for shipping?
What that has done on top of that is it's raised the freight costs. And we've seen nearly doubling in almost all the freight lanes that we ship our product to. So it's kind of a double whammy. We have a hard time getting this product shipped in the first place, and the cost is skyrocketed. The trouble is you can't really count on it. Well, I mean, from day to day, things change.
That uncertainty, Reinhold says, has been widespread.
For the last year or so, things keep getting delayed. Vessels would get out of rotation because they'd be held up in Port of L.A. was a bad one for a very long time. But it's also happened in all the major Pacific Coast ports, including Seattle.
Those delays, Reinhold says, created more challenges.
So they would start doing what's called blind sailings, where they would skip a port or a group of ports, and the vessels would go back nearly empty.
Tune in tomorrow for more on when our fruit export challenges might begin easing up a bit. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.